Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Hanley, want to thank everyone connected to the show. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thank you for listening. Means a lot to us.
It certainly does. And we're going to be back bright and early tomorrow morning live at 5. But right now...
Right now, we get some crosstalk. We've got Dan Bernstein. We've got Connor McKnight. And we've got the first time guys that we are actually talking in person. It's fun to be able to look at someone when you talk to them.
Depends who it is.
We have been doing, but we've been doing it kind of because we were in the other studio, and then you guys were on the road.
That's right.
This is the first time we actually get to kind of look at each other.
We're finding the fun in looking at every one of us here.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I like your look.
It's the glasses.
I like your look.
You keep looking at me like that.
I can't.
There's
going to
be a problem
because I'm holding out with the cheaters, and I have them at home. I have not brought them here yet.
Oh, these are Mitch specials.
I know.
Mitch gave these to me, and I wear them every day. They're
great.
You know what's great about them is you don't lose them. So I just keep them in my little
sometimes they get
tag
tangled up. Sometimes they get tangled up in your
headsets. Oh, they do.
Headsets.
And then sometimes I like snap my own thing. Yeah.
One time,
I don't know where I'd set them, but they had picked up a staple. And then when I
on
put
the
them
magnet
on,
in the middle,
it's got this,
going,
like, this magnetic
on, yeah.
thing here. I like pierced my nose.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, what the hell? Yeah,
hey, who's Dennis Rodman over here?
That's all right. Tetanus would, just kill you. It's all right.
I'm at the ER because of my cheaters and the staple. It's a long story.
So check out these numbers. This is Darren Rovell. He tweeted this. Out of 17.3 million brackets at ESPN.com. How many got all 16 Sweet 16 teams correct? All 16 out of 17.3 million.
I saw it, so I
okay.
Five.
So you lay out on this. Okay, yeah. Five?
I don't think anyone did.
You're right.
I think it was zero.
Yeah, I can't imagine
zero.
A lot of people picking Virginia to lose that game to a 16 seed, and I can't imagine a lot of people thinking Syracuse is going to come into the tournament, have to win a game and then get to the Sweet 16.
All right, how many got 15 of 16 out of the 17.3 million? How many got 15?
I'll stick with
16?
Five.
Okay,
stick with five.
Okay,
I'll stick with zero.
Three.
Yeah, we should have split the difference.
Really?
Damn it!
It's amazing. And this is my favorite number, though. How many of that 17.3 million didn't get a single Sweet 16
team? Oh, God.
17.3 million minus
went,
3.
Went over.
That's like playing, is it HQ? You know, where you...
HQ Trivia?
Yeah,
HQ.
Where there's some, like, you're like, how do people answer that?
Right.
It's like, it must be a joke type thing. Going for like 100,000 out of 17.3 million.
I didn't see that one. And the answer is?
62,559
people.
That
makes sense.
Get a single
one
correct.
Look at Brian.
My gut reaction when I right after the show and I'm doing this thing, right? So last Sunday, I actually had Loyola, Nevada. That made me 1 of 1%. And then I came in and Molly's like, hey, I had him in the Elite Eight. And then I got cold feet and put Cincinnati instead of Nevada there. And I mean, but my initial reaction was...
Did you just blame me? You came in and then Molly...
Loyola has ruined it.
I liked Loyola winning two games.
My kid had Loyola winning two games. Yeah. It was one of my longstanding rules, don't fight the hand. That when you fill out your bracket, it's like a Ouija board.
I'm telling you, let it happen.
Let it happen. The invisible hand guides the economy.
This was the best bracket I've had in 20 years in the first 5 minutes after the show. And then Monday, I start, overthinking it, but it's still pretty clean.
You want to end up like Dolores the receptionist, who always, wasn't that her name back on Belmont Avenue, used to win every year? The one with like the beehive hairdo.
She picked the mascots, mascot fights.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, yeah.
She would win the pool every year.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it Ken Paxson at the Sun-Times? Catholic school. You know, he just picked the Catholic schools.
He's very Catholic.
And it would be like, you know, Georgetown will play Villanova. Yeah, you're like, wow, Ken's got it all figured out.
Yeah, but then are you like Jesuits versus Vicentians? Yeah. Are you getting into sub-orders?
I don't know how
the Franciscans can't shoot from distance.
Too whiny.
I was hoping that Sister Jean would go all Eric Musselman the moment that put the microphone in front of her.
Did you just say take her shirt off?
Yeah, I was
or
say
just it. Something. Yeah. Or just hit
just
her
sit slowly.
The moment I saw and heard the open mic upon Eric effing Musselman going into a locker room, I thought, Oh no.
This is, yeah.
And it did not disappoint, man. That was.
He hit the trifecta.
What an effing win. And that was, I mean, it was just. That was spectacular. You got to know better. That's Bill Musselman's son.
I know.
Well, in her own way, Sister Jean spiked the ball a little bit. You know, she was asked how it feels to be a national celebrity, and she corrected the report. You've seen this on Instagram. She corrects the report, and she goes, if I could just make a correction, international celebrity.
Oh, yeah. God,
really?
Yeah, terrible. She's spiking the ball on Instagram. Sister Jean.
Is it me? They talk to her like she's a five-year-old. She's 98. She's very with it.
Yeah.
I mean.
She's got scouting reports on every team.
What is your scouting report?
Excuse me, sweetheart. Lower and slower, and I'll understand you.
It's like, wow. Sister Jean.
She's a pretty sharp lady.
You filled out a bracket.
You flew on an airplane to get here.
Did you see her? That was like when Oprah was interviewing Gabby Sidibe after Precious came out, and Oprah was like talking to her as if she actually was Precious. And Gabby Sidibe had to say something like, I'm an actor. I'm pretending.
What was the name of that movie? It was
Precious.
No.
No, there's a subtitle.
There's
right?
a subtitle to it because Michael Scott like referred to it in The Office one time, and I like thought it was hilarious. It's what is it called again? It's like
an American Love Story.
No. It's
Precious because of the rights. It's because the guy who wrote it they couldn't get it, so they had to name it. It's Precious, based on Null by Saf, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
That's exactly it.
Or simply Precious.
Had seen it and was moved by it, and so he gave the entire title. It was hysterical.
Put that on marquee.
But you're right. It's like, Sister Jean.
Yeah.
What do you think about? It's like, great.
I don't know. Play D, hit shots. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
We got to close out under control and 3-point shooters. If we see the 2-3 zone, we got to go high low, make sure we're at the elbows and the boxes with soft spots.
Can they win? Do you think they're done, or do you think they can
beat? Yeah.
They beat Nevada.
Nevada needed what? 14-point comeback and a 22-point comeback? I mean, they play offense, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and they only play
they
six
play
or seven
offense,
guys.
That scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
They're a dynamic team.
Yeah, they are.
They are aggressive and dynamic team.
The Twins are good.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But hey. At this point, the way Loyola plays, where
they move the ball, they pass the ball really well, they play defense, they have, you know, not one guy to shut down.
The
they
big guy can pass it a little bit too.
He's a great.
It's been really fun.
Brian, I said this kid is Bill Walton, only he's about 5 inches short, but he can move the ball.
He can pass the ball.
I asked one of our many college basketball experts, and I forget who because we have so many of them on, but you look at those college ball guys. I always call it the Luke Heron goaties. They look funny. They're not going to play NBA ball, but effective college players. Like
that
the guy, remember
the
Szemek Karnowski from Gonzaga? The big bearded Polish guy. He's playing in Spain somewhere, something like that. I love that.
Kind of a Kevin Pittsnoggle situation.
Exactly.
You've been Pittsnoggle.
The Texas kid, Osetkowski, who's now out. The tournament is for guys like that. And look, Krutwig, he's got a dancer's feet.
Oh, he's
well,
really
does. I said to Mike, I didn't realize that Porter made a move 13 games into the season where Audrey Jackson goes down to the bench and Krutwig comes in and, you know, kid could have sulked and done a lot of things and doesn't seem to be the case.
The ball finds the open guy and there's no my turn possessions. None.
No.
Never. Tennessee.
There's not a Zach LaVine on that team.
No, you're right. Or Dwayne Wade. I mean, but Tennessee had so many dumb possessions. So many times. You're like, what? You know, they're not even thinking. And Loyola just does. They don't have dumb possessions. They might have an empty one, but it's not because they're dumb.
No, they work every possession. Maybe the shot doesn't go down.
Do you believe that that more mid-majors should get in, that they make a case for St. Mary's or whomever. Loyola loses their conference tournament, and they're out. They don't make the field, and now they've won two games.
Well, so the counter-argument to that, then, is Syracuse, right?
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Last team to get in, they're from that major conference. Sure, they do something goofy that, you know, with the zone, they play it damn well, but they do something different that a lot of teams haven't seen. But that's your, that would be the counter, right, to more mid-majors?
Do they have Duke next? Is that who they
Hughes gets, yeah, it's Syracuse.
That's 2-3 zone versus 2-3 zone. I never thought I'd be saying that.
So but,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, that's strange. But
that Duke and Villanova just seem like a step above everybody else.
Now it does.
They just seem.
Villanova even more so.
Well, I mean, they both teams seem great to me. And it's hard to believe that many freshmen playing for Duke and that many good ones. And
no point guard.
So,
Duke does not have somebody getting them into their stuff. And
weird.
They have my turn possessions. Duke
yes,
does.
They
have those, like, okay,
my
they kind of look.
To trip a guy, too.
Yeah. Well, he'll pull up from 26. He's a good player.
I nearly went off the road. You guys were talking. I went home, and I had to do some stuff, and I was going to Chicago tonight, and I'm listening to you, and you talked about the kid,
Trae Young,
and you said that he looked like he got hit by gamma rays. I gotta tell you, I nearly went off the road. That was so funny. He is just he really was like it looked kind
goofy
of weird.
Looking. Yeah,
it just looked his hair
looking.
Just didn't hold up, and it looked like he had been. Radiated somehow.
He's always one of those guys in games that comes out there all just ready to go. It's the look is all set, and 3 minutes in from tip, it's all just deteriorated and melted off of him. That's exactly how we saw Trae.
All right, we've got a busy show today, so we're going to get at it. We will let you guys get on with the rest of your day.
Beautiful.
And looking forward to doing this.
Yes,
we'll be listening.
All right, guys.
All right, we will start the Bernstein McKnight show next after an update on the score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.